book. What appealed to you about this opportunity?
You know, it's a lot of great things in this organization. You know, being able to come back and be reunited with Coach Kelly, the opportunity to be able to play the cornerback position, you know, and nickel as well, you know, and really just trying to win at the end of the day, and that's what it really comes down to. And there's a lot of great things going on in this organization.
Is it your understanding that you'll play on the outside, or do you think they'll work you on the slot?
You know, it's whatever they need me to be. You know, I'm coming out here to compete. That's all. That's all I ever asked for is the opportunity to be able to compete and earn a spot to play. You know.
Do you get even more excited when you know you see DeMarco Murray come to town, and it looks like the Eagles are really starting to shape this roster here?
You know, that was a great addition, you know. I mean, also with Ryan Matthews and Byron Maxwell and, you know, Sam Bradford, all the guys they brought in for free agency and the guys that are already here, you know. Now it's just trying to go out and compete every day and create habits that's going to reflect our play on the field. And that's the most important thing that we can do, though, you know. You can have a roster full of names, but it doesn't mean nothing if you're not winning any games. So the mindset is to come out and compete every day to get each other better, to maximize our individual potential and come together as a team and win football games.
Walter, are you fully healed from the injury with end of your season?
Yes, I am. If we were able to make the playoffs last year, I would have been able to play. You know, so everything is good, and just continue to get bigger and stronger and faster, and ready to come out here and compete with this team.
In Seattle, how were your playing time split between the slot and the outside? Did you play both those spots in games?
I did. You know, before I broke my leg in 2011, I was actually out there starting on the outside position and going in on third down pass situations. So I'm very familiar with the outside as well as the nickel spot. You know, just being able to be versatile and being able to play both positions is very huge, though, at the cornerback position. Not everyone can play both those positions. Some guys are limited outside, some guys are limited inside. You know, being able to be diverse and play both sides is very huge for me as an individual, to be able to play multiple positions for teams and just go out there and compete, you know.
Do you feel more comfortable inside or outside?
I feel comfortable in both positions. You know, they're two different worlds. They're two different techniques that you have to play. That's why I was saying that, you know, some guys can't go outside and go inside and vice versa, you know. So you have to play two different type of styles and techniques. And I like both positions. To really pretty much answer your question, though, man.
You spent three seasons with Maxwell. What's your relationship like with him, and how similar are you guys in terms of playing style?
Yeah, Maxwell is my guy. You know, since he came in his rookie year, I've always liked his ability. You know, being a later round pick, you know, he just came out and just his ball hawk. He just made a lot of plays. You know, at that time they had him really in, tried him out at the nickel position, and he was out there just making a lot of plays. I really like his style, and I'm very happy for him. And it's going to be very fun to be able to play with him in this. On his defense and a new team and a new culture and everything, and looking forward to it.
Obviously, individually, just what has your reaction been, like everyone else, just seeing everything that's happened in the past 2 days with this team and all the new names that you mentioned?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's free agency for you, you know? When you have that amount of money to be able to spend to cover the cap costs, you know, I mean, you're pretty much forced to make some key moves like that, you know, especially for the betterment of the team and, you know, trying to go deep and far into the playoffs, you know. I mean, the ultimate goal at the end of the day is to win a Super Bowl. If you're not really preparing and playing for that moment, then what's the point of playing? You know, that's the name of the game. And I think by bringing various key components, you know, just really just building a team to be very competitive, you know, especially on the defense side of the ball, as well as the offense. You know, Chip's a mastermind when it comes to the offense. You know, I think you could just put anybody back there, and it's just going to work, though. That's just how the scheme is built. You know, it's really to get guys to be confused, and, you know, and I think by adding, you know, with Sam Bradford and, you know, him and Mark Sanchez competing for the quarterback job, and then bringing two great running backs, you know, I mean, and also with Darren Sproles back there, you know, it's a great opportunity, you know, and just really looking forward to seeing what we can do this year.
What do you know about the Eagles scheme on defense, and how does that fit your skill set?
You know, it's I'm very similar to it. It's a lot of stuff that I ran in college, you know, with playing with Chip and even with Coach Velotti and Aliotti as a defensive coordinator out there, you know. So I'm very familiar. It's a lot of similarities to what I ran in Seattle as well, and also in New York. So It's gonna be an interesting situation for sure.
I think you had 1 year with Chip as your head coach.
Yeah, well, 1 year as Chip as my head coach, but then he was offensive coordinator the years prior. So, I mean, me and him have a close relationship, you know, and it's good to be back and playing for him again.
The culture and the environment that he's tried to build here, is this what he was doing in college as well?
Yeah, you know, it took a while for my freshman year and to that point, you know, that culture had to be changed, you know, and he was an influence and help with that, you know, and he's doing great things here, and you know, it's really understanding how to get the most out of your players, you know, and when you're able to do that and get the respect from the guys and guys can buy into the program, that's huge, you know. That's when you're able to win games and go far into the playoffs, because everyone has one central goal and one central mindset. And that's something that I've is familiar with coming from Seattle. That was something that Pete was able to do, you know. And that's when greatness happens, you know, when guys are buying into the program.
How crazy is it if there's 10 Oregon players now on this roster?
It's not too crazy for me. I mean, when I was first in Seattle, it was pretty much, you know, the Trojan Seahawks. it's just, you know, the same thing. You know, you bring guys that you're familiar with, guys that you know their ability and how they fit into your scheme and everything, you know. And I think it's just more focused and because of the fact that he did come from Oregon, and when the guy comes in, it's like, oh, Oregon this, Oregon that, you know. But, I mean, it's a lot of great players from other schools as well, you know. But, unfortunately, the attention gets drawn when he brings an Oregon player because of his background and success that he had at Oregon.
There was a report that Frank Gore, one of the reasons he backed out was because of Chip's overbearing approach. As someone who's been around him for many years, I mean, what is your reaction to that?
No, you know, that's Chip. It's just like when you meet anybody for the first time, though, you know. You either gravitate towards them or you don't, you know. And the people that Coach Kelly has brought in, you know, those are the type of guys that he wants in his organization, in his program, guys who are dedicated to creating great habits and wanting to be great and want to play for the team, you know. And that's how he's been so successful as a head coach, you know, on the collegiate level as well as the professional level. You know, I mean, unfortunately, that's just the nature of the game. It's football. I mean, we play a vicious sport out here. So, I mean, if you look at the injuries that I've had, I broke my leg, and that was because of going up for a D-ball play, and the play got blown up by Earl Thomas. When I dislocated my knee in college, I was returning a kickoff. I mean, it's just the nature of the game, unfortunately. You know, it's not like it's soft tissue injuries, but, I mean, that's what we sign up for. I know the cost that I am, but, you know, I keep coming back and persevere through the situation, and I'm just thankful for this opportunity at the end of the day, and just going to go out there and compete and give everything my best.
Are you looking forward to starting the new season healthy and hopefully playing a full season?
Oh, most definitely. You know, especially getting injured so early on in the second game, you know, I just got the itch to be able to play football, sent out for the whole season, you know. So really looking forward to the opportunity and really looking forward to getting back on the field.
It's a one-year deal here. What kind of interest did you find on the market when you looked around?
You know, once we started talking with the team, you know, I was pretty much committed. You know, I was looking forward to the opportunity, and I just felt like something was just drawing me to this area, to this team, and I'm glad everything was able to work out, and you know, here I am.
Did they talk to you at all last year when you were a free agent?
Actually, they did. Yeah. So I mean, there's been history with myself and the organization, and you know, trying to get me through trades even in prior years as well. So I mean, it seems like I remember my rookie year, I ended up taking a trip out here on a visit, you know. So I mean, everything just came back full circle, and it seems like it was meant to be for me to be out here.
That was the previous coaching staff at the time.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, same GM, same, you know, vice president, you know, the same people in the up, but you know, it was still a situation, you know, trying to get me out here, and you know, Seattle swooped on me, and you know, and ended up making it back here anyway. So.
Walter, could you be in the
Mexican kickoff return? I haven't really thought about it. That situation when I tore my knee in college was pretty traumatic to me. And kickoff return, I'll do punt return though. But you have a little bit more control on a punt return than you do kickoff return though. You know, guys are running full speed, but they have to stop and break down. You know, that gives you to limit some of that contact on the hit, though. But on kickoff return, those guys are flying down full speed. You know, it's a car crash, you know.
So now, are you, DeMarco, and Ryan just hanging out here today?
I'm actually leaving this evening. I'm not sure what the schedule is for those two guys. I think DeMarco is probably going to be here for a little while longer, and maybe Ryan as well.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.